Ann Ailey is here, and she is the hornist, long-standing member, I guess founding member of the Oakwood Chamber Players. Welcome.
Good afternoon, Norman.
Good afternoon. Oakwood is, roughly speaking, an octet, but you're kind of modular, aren't you? You kind of add.
We mix and match as we do our programming. So our upcoming concerts this weekend, we have two trios, a sextet, a septet. So we do strings together, winds and strings, and the septet includes piano. So when we're not playing, we love to listen.
Well, that's true. And I guess in a deal like that, you get a lot of chance to listen to the others play. And you are performing, twice this weekend, Saturday night, 7:30 at the Oakwood Auditorium, which is kind of your home base, I gather.
It is.
On Mineral Point Road. And then Sunday, this is maybe a little different, Sunday afternoon at 1:30 at the UW Arboretum Visitor Center, that brand new, at least the last time I saw it, it looked brand new visitor
it's
center.
It's absolutely beautiful place to play. When we sit and hold our instruments, we look out over the views of the changing scenes in the Arboretum, and it is absolutely lovely. In fact, we feel really fortunate because our Oakwood auditorium is seated amidst these huge old oak trees. And in fact, I came out of the rehearsal last night and heard the trees, swaying in the breeze, and the frogs at the base of the hill were all sort of chiming in as I was leaving the rehearsal. And then on Sunday, we play in this beautiful spring environment. I know the Arboretum is just absolutely blossoming with lilacs. And,
Prime season for lilacs, and the
woodland flowers are beautiful. And in fact, I think, for people who are considering coming to the concert, they might want to factor in a little bit of time on the Arboretum grounds, and
it's just gorgeous. Concerned at all about competing with nature when you're playing and you notice everybody's looking out the window?
No, I would say I feel very much like we augment what's going on. We did one performance of Iridescent Prairie there just in the fall, and I felt very much that the music was reflecting what was going on in the environment, and it was really inspiring for us.
Well, and you've done, for example, a setting of Sand County Almanac, too, which featured Carl Schmidt as the narrator on
a
couple of occasions.
Long-time public radio.
Oh, yes. And so that combination of nature and music, it's a good match for you guys.
Absolutely. We're enjoying the partnership with the Arboretum very much.
And here is something that you played when recently, I gather, the Schneider?
Right. That's from our season this year, featuring Amanda Stisch, who is our bassoonist and our string players, on a delightful little piece.
And the composer, George Abraham Schneider. This is the first I've run across that name. And this is the first movement,
Allegro.
Allegro. With the Oakwood Chamber Players. Thank you. Beethoven contemporary, you say, was George Abraham Schneider. And that was the Allegro, the first movement from his Quartet in F for bassoon and strings, featuring in particular Amanda Stish with members of the Oakwood Chamber Players who are performing this weekend, Saturday night at the Oakwood Auditorium and Sunday afternoon at the UW Arboretum Visitor Center. And you all play, I'm here with Ann Ailey, by the way, in case you joined us late, you play a lot of contemporary music, too.
We do. We were really fortunate. Over the years, we've known quite a few composers and had some support to do some commissions. We just celebrated our 25th anniversary season and got some funding from the John and Carolyn Peterson Foundation, and were able to commission three different composers over the course of our season and work with them and have them come in and work with the Oakwood Chamber Players on some commissions. And I think probably because of the nature of the name of our group, which is Oakwood, we tend to really enjoy playing with that aspect of the natural world. And one of our composers that we invited, Rodney Rogers, who is a composition professor at the University of Arizona, lived in Wisconsin for a number of years and absolutely loves the prairie. And he wrote a piece called Iridescent Prairie. And we so enjoyed having the chance to work with him and hear his concepts on the piece and feel like we're really doing some contribution for posterity for the chamber music world by these commissions.
And Iridescent Prairie is consists, I gather, of a series of scenes, and this is the first one?
Yes, it is, absolutely. There's not a programmatic name to it. It's Suddenly Fest. Thank you.
Scene Suddenly Fast from Iridescent Prairies by Rodney Rogers. It was a commission by the Oakwood Chamber Players, and one of their founding members 25 years ago. Ann Ailey is with me today. A little risky, isn't it, now that I think of it? I mean, this is a wonderful piece, but a little risky in general to commission something because you really don't know if you're going to like it or not.
Absolutely. We were fortunate. Our cellist of the time had known Rodney Rogers, and Wang Ji was somebody who took from composer Richard Danielpour, and Nancy McKenzie's daughter, Mary, sings in New York City and had had an opportunity to collaborate with Wang Ji. And so in some ways, we had the hearsay evidence that we would do well with our commissions. And Wang Ji is a Chinese-American composer, and she also wrote a piece for us. Quirky, you can definitely hear the influence of two different cultures. And I think one of the delightful things is she had used a toy piano as part of the texture in the piece that she wrote for us.
Done occasionally, but not done often. I think, who is it? John Cage has a piece for toy piano.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And in fact, the first toy piano that we ordered had the wrong soundboard in it. So we got to the first rehearsal, and the key was not where she had written the toy piano, and we had to quick order a second soundboard and have it shipped and then put it into the toy piano so it actually matched the key of the rest of the instrument. Yeah. So we had an exciting moment on that commission.
It has to be an unusual problem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is a piece called The Exploration, and it's from larger work called Waiting for the Beginning?
Absolutely, a six-movement work, and this is the first introduction.
By Wang Ji. It's quirky, but it has charm. That was from Waiting for the Beginning, The Exploration. That was another commission by the Oakwood Chamber Players and the composer Wang Ji. You also had you've recorded a set of Shakespeare pieces, haven't you? Was that a commission, too?
Yes, it was, by composer Craig Baumler, and he had done a lot of work writing incidental music for a Shakespeare festival in the western part of the United States, and we thought it would be really fun for us to have an instrumental version depicting some of his favorite characters from the plays that he had written incidental music for over the years.
Well, that's always a fun exercise, the depiction of character through absolute instrumental music.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, who would be more fun to portray among those Shakespearean characters than character that Shakespeare, or at least one of his characters, referred to as "thou fat rogue"?
A great chance for us instrumentalists to kick back.
With Falstaff. So far as it can be done to capture one of those larger-than-life characters in 2 minutes, I'd say that was a success.
Thanks.
Falstaff. The Oakwood Chamber Players. And we haven't mentioned, Anne, what you're actually playing during those concerts this weekend.
Well, we have, romantic music bookends. We're starting with a Weber trio for flute, cello, and piano, and then finishing the concert with Bizet's Jeux d'Enfants, which is originally written for two pianos, and it's been transcribed for woodwind quintet from a suite that the composer himself put together. And then we're doing a Holst sextet for oboe, clarinet, bassoon, violin, viola, cello, a little bit of an unusual combination, a fairly pastoral piece.
Yeah, he wrote a lot of wind music and, of course, pastoral music, being
right,
an English composer.
Right.
It wasn't all about the planets.
No, and in fact, this was a busy time. This particular year, this piece was written. I think he wrote 4 other chamber music pieces, so it was obviously a passion for him in the year he was writing that. Then we're doing a little Kodai intermezzo for violin, viola, and cello. And that was written just at a time when Kodály had been out and collecting Hungarian folk songs. And you can really hear the delight of his national pride within this little gem of a piece. And then we're doing the Stravinsky sextet for flute, clarinet, horn, bassoon, violin, viola, cello, and piano. So that's...
There'll be a lot of coming and going on the stage.
There will be. There will be.
And those concerts, again, by the Oakwood Chamber Players, one tomorrow night, Saturday night. It is 7:30 Oakwood Auditorium on Mineral Point Road in Madison. And then Sunday, 1:30 p.m. at the UW Arboretum Visitor Center out among nature.
Thanks
Anne
so
Ailey,
much.
A pleasure having you with us.
Thanks so much, Norman.